USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump convened at Mar-a-Lago in Florida Friday to discuss election interference. Johnson emphasized the link between election integrity and border security, citing concerns that the Biden administration's policies may enable illegal aliens to register for benefits, potentially leading to unauthorized voting. He announced plans to propose legislation mandating voters to provide proof of American citizenship. Trump echoed the significance of the upcoming election, labeling it as the most crucial in our nation's history. Wall Street is ending a tumultuous week with a significant downturn. Stocks experienced a notable drop amidst renewed concerns about inflation and reports suggesting Israel's readiness for a retaliatory strike from Iran over the weekend. Additionally, increasing oil prices and a widespread decline in bank shares further dampened market sentiments. At the closing of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 475 points. The House passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans, an amendment mandating warrants for searching Americans' communications collected during foreign surveillance was rejected. President Biden is actively campaigning for his re-election to black voters. Friday, he spoke at the National Action Network, a prominent organization dedicated to advancing racial justice and civil rights causes.
Together, we've kept our promises to make some of the most significant investments in the black American community ever.
Biden highlighted his significant achievements under his administration, including record low black unemployment, increased access to health insurance for black Americans, and a growing number of black-owned businesses. Several people were injured when the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler deliberately crashed into a Texas DPS office in Brenham. Brenham is located on a key highway linking Houston and Austin. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The organization hashtag Don't Mess With Our Kids has organized a day of prayer on Saturday at all 50 state capitals and the District of Columbia. The movement states, as Christian parents and grandparents, we are concerned about indoctrination coming from every direction, trying to take away our kids' sexual purity and innocence. All those who wish to stand in solidarity with the mission of Don't Mess With Our Kids are invited to attend the prayer event, which will start at 1 p.m. Gas prices continue their upward trend, with AAA reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63. Experts say the rise is due to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. Some things are just weird together. USA's Corey Myers explains.
You love Crocs, you love Pringles. Now you can love them together. Pringles Footwear by Crocs. Yes, it's a thing, and you'll be able to buy them starting April 16th. There's boots, clogs, and slides. You can decorate all of them with Pringles-themed gibbets. The boots even have a custom holster that can hold a mini can of Pringles.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed that approximately 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.